Situation that we have here. We all have different abilities to be understood clearly. And in the event of being far away from the repeater antenna, it's got a marvelous footprint. I'd say, maybe 70 miles. It's at 3,500 feet, so it's way above the average terrain. And that's a good thing. Big old footprint like that. People can hear it, and they don't have the same altitude to respond. And so that's kind of fighting against you if you're trying to be understood. I heard a signal there. I heard a few words clearly, but not many. So there's that thing. And then there's the other thing that goes right along with it. Conditions change constantly. They change, and maybe you're not 100% correct. But what does that matter if a person can't be understood because of, the atmospheric conditions are such that their signal is not making it the same distance as it was 10 minutes ago. So that makes this hobby, I don't know. You can look at it two ways. I choose to look at it like it's a more of a challenge. I let that speak to me this way. Make yourself a better antenna, you know, within my restrictions here. I live in an HOA, and there are antenna restrictions. But fortunately, I think the antenna I have right now is doing a fairly good job. This may change. We're near the peak of the 11-year cycle that the sun does for us in exciting that ionosphere that we use. But that's only for HF. For VHF and UHF, it's line of sight. You don't bounce these signals off many things. I think you do some, which is kind of interesting. That you can bounce off the face of a rock face, if that's got a lot of iron in it, that rock face. People have proven that to be true. But anyway, conditions change minute by minute. So unfortunately, I don't think we got a good clean transmission the last time that individual was trying. But it's been a few minutes. Want to try again? Feel free. KK4JBQ.
Say, he was a new ham as well, newer than Chris there.
You weren't out myself, but couldn't put anything together. Kind of like what Larry was explaining.
Well, right now, I'm pretty much after my power supply issue and my goof up with my 8900. I'm using here myself a night. What I had in that Ford Pinto, but the memory battery's dead in it. So anything I program into it right now, minute I power it down, it forgets. So currently, this here repeater and maybe some plates is right now all I can manage right now until I can get this station here halfway back together again for now. So I'm kind of in the situation and using a 5-amp power supply and a battery here to sub until I can get a decent power supply back to you. But of course, with this repeater, there's no problem.
Using your power supply to charge your battery? Or are you running off the power supply with your radio or battery with your radio? How you running that, Andy?
KI4LZI. Being that I can't charge the battery here on the spot, I have to take you a long way from here out there to the outside building to charge it. I'm mainly right now just using it on the HF radio to listen on and running this 5-amp supply on this 2400H, but I can't, 25 watts it'll do, but I don't dare go any more than that because a 5-amp supply won't handle any more than that, and even at 25, you know, it'll handle it, but you're right on the edge. Understand my original power supply, I've had it since 06, and it does fine on the FM, but boy, it won't let you hear a thing on HF, or like what they call RF hash. It just tearing my 718 all to pieces, and I can't hear nothing on HF frequencies.
Go ahead, Larry.
Turn that down a little bit. Andy, explain to me how you were operating HF before the power supply issue. Was the power supply giving you plenty of amperage and you had no issue? And it's just a matter of losing the power supply, right?
I've had this problem longer than I anticipated. KI4LZI, remember me telling you, what was it, 3 or 4 months ago, I was having noise. And I got some stuff from MFJ to try to track down that noise. Well, come to find out, if it wasn't for the fact over here on these UHF repeaters, the tones changed. And I had to take stuff here apart. And just by chance, I happened to hook that 718 up to this battery. And boy, I'm telling you, it made a world of difference on receive. Come to find out, that power supply I've had for the past 18 years, it wasn't when it's new, putting out all kinds of RF hash. On FM, it's fine, but on HF, it won't let you hear anything. Not anything. As long as you stick with it just on FM, it's fine. See, I was powering the 8900 and 718 off the same power supply, but with those, what they call, some kind on the end of the filter caps, that's it. Those filter caps apparently have gone bad, and it won't let me listen to anything on HF with that supply. It will not.
If there's one true thing where electronics are involved, every component in some way, every component relies on the other components in the whole network of what's inside that box. Now, I'm not smart enough in electronics to actually explain any of what goes on between parts, but let's say you're correct about a filter capacitor. When it is not operating as it should, what it contributes to the operation of the radio is, well, it's diminished. It's changed in some way. And that can affect other parts. I have several times, this would be in a computer, but I have several times run down every capacitor that I could replace inside on the motherboard. And I've done that. and had no good result because other components are weakened or compromised in some other way. And I just figured to take a step back and say to myself, now, you don't know a lot about this, I said to myself, and you should not wade in too far before you learn a little more how everything is interacting with everything else. That computer never ran again. It was one of those tower computers. A right expensive box. And it went south because of capacitors. I know that's one of the problems it had because the capacitors were leaky. You could see stuff oozing out of them. So I didn't have a question about... I couldn't tell you exactly what its properties were, but it wasn't going to work again as it should. Don't you know? The thing, it just leaked whatever's inside those things. It just leaked it all over the place. So got rid of all that, cleaned it all up, put new ones in, and I got no joy. No joy from all that work. So there's something else I didn't understand. The world is a bigger place than I know it to be. I give it a wide berth. And every day, you don't have to feel this way if you don't want to, but every day I know I'm getting behinder and behinder, for sure. But I appreciate the fact that we're back on to what interests ham radio operators. Maybe my thinking that people would be okay with listening to what happened to me that day, when that's really how I spent my day. But to tell you the truth, I just ran out of things to talk about. And so I talked about what I had been doing. Maybe it was generally not well accepted. I don't know that. But I gave it a try, folks. I gave it a try. And tonight was probably the night that I just had to come to a meeting with reality. I could not get here. I could not get to the microphone. Had other things that were too important to take care of. And so now we have this conversation, or how it was earlier. And that's a good thing. I know I'm wrong in thinking that the world is a simple place. It is to some extent, but the more you get involved with it, the more complicated it gets. Complicated, complicated. KK4JBQ.
Don't leave you out, like we said about the round table.
Well, I was taking all that in, and when you're choosing words to come back with something on, so I've actually got nothing, but that was very interesting. And I think Larry does a good job each night of keeping the net going. Just about as much as the net operators do. Because without somebody on one end talking, the other end has nothing to say. KO4QLG.
Fails the eye. Turn it right to you shortly, Larry. It's too bad. Well, I know I talk about, like I said, but I was this long here before I ever had my life. Back in the olden days on this repeater, on this net, you had all kinds of people rag-chewing. All kinds of people. Now, there's certain subjects I can rag-chew here for the rest of the night, though. Then there's others I don't have nothing to say about. Larry, though, he can come up with all kinds of things to rag you about. And That's partly what helped get the numbers way back in the 80s and the 90s, because a lot of the people who used to do a lot of heavy rag chewing here aren't with us anymore. Go ahead, Larry. KI4LZI.
You point out a really good thing to keep in mind. One of the sure things about life is that at some point it's over. And many people are surprised. Some people can't expect it. You know, they got a bad report from the doctor, maybe. Given a certain number of weeks or months to live or something like that. Well, that's tragic, and we all hate to hear about anything like that. But we're all walking the same path. We don't know when that day is coming. And you're right. Someone said that I can talk about many things, or I'll give anything a try. I may not be too intelligent about it. And if I can't be too intelligent about it, I can ask questions. And those that are more intelligent than I am can answer those questions. And there's a conversation, too. It's when all the speech runs out, you know, all the talking runs out. I think the most net controllers on the Blue Ridge Net here, they're aware that the general thought is that the net would be open for about an hour, from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And if it shuts down at 20 minutes after 9, there are people that are going to be disappointed, and that's not a good thing. When they come to check in the net, that's in their control. And maybe they've made an incorrect assumption that the net will last till 9:45. I missed it, according to what Andy said. I missed it by a few minutes myself tonight. I became detained unavoidably and missed it myself. That's the first time in quite some time. So where I can, I try to stretch it out. All the net control operators know what I'm trying to do. And, my mama had a saying as we were growing up, she said, and she was trying to teach us something along the way. My mother was like that. She says, I'm not talking just to hear my head rattle. She's talking to two little boys, my brother and me. I guess to mother, we didn't look like we were understanding what she was saying. And in her way of looking at it, if we are not understanding what she's trying to tell us, her head's just rattling. She wanted some understanding. Well, anyhow. I'll try not to miss the net again. I never know when these things pop up, but I will give it every effort not to miss the net. I enjoy it too much. And I enjoy keeping it open. Keeping it open long enough for people to make it, if they're going to. KK4JBQ. Back to you, Andy.
I take it. Let me turn it back to Grant.
Well, we definitely missed you tonight, Larry, but you made up for it. As I recall, there was a couple other people that didn't check in tonight. I don't have them all memorized, but certain few, you know, you kind of miss when they don't show up. But that was probably one reason why it didn't go on as long as it did. And you did just miss it by just a few minutes. But nobody else was willing to talk. Like I say, I think there was a few missing that a couple of them normally talk. But you made it far, Larry. KO4QOD.
For LZFID. In the olden days, they didn't take stuff on a repeater, and there wasn't no way to, but I just wish you two could have heard what I heard on this repeater back in the 80s and 90s. When they were getting 2,000 check-ins a month, then. Larry, you heard what Dave said the other day. What did he say? What was that, 102, 120, or something like that? I done forgot the exact number, but back in the 80s and 90s, on this repeater here, it frequently, on a monthly basis, they had 2,000 check-ins a month. And there was a lot of attitude, too, back then. I remember a lot of times, right when he would be up to about 11:30, close to midnight, before he ever closed the Winston night and had out. Go ahead, Larry, KI4LZI.
See, it could be that day is gone. I don't know. Well, you know, it all depends on what the demands on your time is. Everyone's living their life different. And everyone has a different working situation. Maybe they have to be at work at 8 o'clock, and maybe they have to be at work at 4 o'clock. You know, one of the 2-4 o'clocks in the day. You just try to do the best you can. I walk away from a lot of things more and more, as a matter of fact. But all I can do is say I did the best I could do. And I believe in that. If you don't believe that your best effort is worthwhile, you'll wind up not doing much in life. Think about it. You'll be discouraged. And that's just opposite of encouraged, if I've got my thinking right. I don't like discouragement. There's enough of that going around everywhere you look. So how do you make up for that? Where you can, you encourage, promote people's participation. Well, that's the very least you could do, and nobody can fault you for that. A roundtable situation, going to that point, that encourages participation. I remember some years ago, I was, this isn't exactly talking about religion, okay? But it's talking about something which involves that. And this is appropriate because I'm making a point here. Some years ago, I was the chairman of our church council. We had, along with the pastor, we had a number of other people who were elected by the congregation to sit at this council and make decisions. So, the point I want to make is about participation and encouragement, you know, all of that together. So there was this one fellow who, when it was a free-for-all, kind of what a rag chew is, you know, when it was a free-for-all, he just sat there. And he listened to everybody as they spoke, but he didn't have anything to say himself. And so I took him aside after that happened in a couple of meetings. I took him aside and I said, you know, I want you to know that what you have to say is just as important as anyone else's, or anyone else's point. So please do that. I want to encourage you to do that. I went on and I said, I want to insist that you do that. Because if you do not say what's on your mind, then the rest of us are deprived of knowing what that is. We can't read your mind, not yet. Can't read your mind. So, over time, I encouraged this fellow, and he participated, and he made a very good showing of himself. When I was vice president of the club that owns this repeater, there were a few times when the president was absent, and it came to me to run the meeting, the executive board meeting. And I used the same principles. It was a change from the way that the normal meetings went. I insisted that everybody have a say. I insisted that when we were talking about a topic, everybody had something to say about it. Made it really clear that it was expected that they should speak their mind. And that really worked for me. It really worked for the people around that table. So it's proven to be a good thing. Speak your mind when you feel that you can. And keep your mind on topic if you can. I have trouble with that myself. But anyhow, KK4JPQ.
Well, Larry, actually, that encouragement is what prompted me to get on the radio tonight. I detected a little bit of sadness in your voice, and I couldn't bear it. Had to get on there and say something.
Like I said, I just wish there was some way that y'all could have heard the traffic on here back decades ago. I meant, you know, everybody followed the rules. There was no politics, no religion, but you talk about going to the swamp. You know, a bunch of them used to own here back in the 80s, used to go to some place in Georgia called the Swamp Genie down there. WA4NRU, Brian Addison, he was the president of the Color Club at the time, and also a member over here, too, of Briars, and a whole bunch of them from the Briars and them would meet, what, someplace down there called Swamp Guinea and go down there and have a good time down there. I never knew where the place was or knew anything about it other than what I heard them discussing here about it, but within reason and common sense, you can discuss anything here with reason and common sense. That's the key. Common sense and reasoning. KI4LZI5D.
K4JBQ. You know, Andy, I'm not so sure that common sense was given the wrong name. It's more uncommon all the time. Common sense is that's a moving target. It means something one week, and the next week it means something different because the whole world has changed, you know. And so now what makes sense is what makes sense to, you know, another group of people, let's say. And that makes it hard. That makes it hard on an individual who can't count on good reason to survive. To survive a week or to survive a month or a year, for things to stay, the same good thing long enough to enjoy it a little bit. Oh, no. That's kind of the world we live in now. And I say it with a little laughter because it's ironic. A lot of people work very hard to solve problems. I understand that. Test at it. It's a difficult job. Very difficult job. Because so many other people have just the opposite point of view. And your point of view is actually, you know, quite important. You can, it's sometimes as clear as somebody looking to the north and they got one view, and somebody looking to the south and they've got a whole different view. All around the compass, people are looking in different directions. And that must be why there's so much disagreement. Our point of view, where we start, what we're looking at, it seems to be different. With as many people as are in the conversation, it seems to be different. With all that going on, how can you have some agreement? How can you do that? I don't have an answer to that question. I do know that living together, any group of us, you know, people in your household, people in your neighborhood, people in your region of the city, people in your city, people in your state, and so on and so forth. The terrible fact is that quite often when something gets this way, what occurs is that some event causes everybody to look in the same direction. It happened on 9/11, if you can remember that terrible time. Everybody became dislodged from what they were looking at, and they were forced to look in the same direction as everybody else. Then we came to see that we were in agreement about that. What had happened was an awful thing. It took so many lives, and it was so wrong. We all were in agreement about that. But here now, we have come to a place where we're now still looking in different directions, all of us. I don't know. Maybe it's appropriate to have this conversation on this day. You know, Easter has a strong meaning. And it talks about things that do make up your point of view. What is your point of view? What do you think about that? You could get asked that question any time, any day. So it's kind of important to have some idea of where you are. What do you think about that? Anyway, I have gripped this microphone long enough. I told Andy this before. We'd have these conversations into the night, and I'd say, you know, Kenwood makes a microphone, a handheld microphone that's hard to squeeze. Maybe they make it that way for a reason. I don't know. But my hand is just wearing out. So I'm going to sign with everybody and tell you thank you for what you've said. Thank you, Chris, for jumping in when you did, and for your reason. I appreciate your being concerned. And I was disappointed. But only in myself, you know. I was just occupied and couldn't make it to the net. I just mad at myself. But thank you for coming in here and talking with us. It's been a real pleasure to be a part of it. Andy, thank you for the several conversations that you and I have had lately. I'm going to get on now and get myself some rest. Andy, you've got about 15 minutes or so and you need to be taking your medicine. I hope we have another day and I can talk to you all again. This is KK4JBQ. I'm going to clear out. 7-3.
Land Jordan supremely, and you are so right about that common sense being uncommon nowadays. I think making that happen. But we can't get off on that. And Andy, I'm showing my tire too. I'm going to sign off and let you have it by yourself. KO4QLG. I'm clear.
Okay, well, the memory battery in this radio is dead and anything I program into it, man, I power it down, it loses it all. So that's what I said. I'm still, to a certain degree, dead in the water. I can't begin to program any tones or anything in it but a dead memory battery. So, KO4QL, I believe that was, well, you know your call. I should know it, but it's blank and my memory is going blank. KI4LZI clear.